Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ez Hashem Shalom Bayis Shir number 589. And we are in the Sefer Binyan HaBayis. We're in lesson number 9 called Individuality and Intimacy. We're talking about the wife's reshus, and we're going to discuss a deeper look into a woman's initiation in the mitzvah of Aina. From the words of the Chazal, it's clear that a woman's ability to define the time of the obligation is not a technical detail, just for the husband to know what's expected of him, but it's an intrinsic part of their relationship, which leads to a union. So a woman's desire for intimacy and her initiation of it is a tremendous key in marriage and in the relationship. Gemara Nedarim Daf Chaf Amabei says, Amar Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmeini, Amar Rabbi Yonasan, Kol Eldam She'ishtei Tevatoi, any woman that petitions her husband for intimacy will have children that even in the generation of Moshe did not have. And this is speaking of when she displays her interest before him. Well, Rashi explains on the Arte Yitzuye, which means she displays her interests. She doesn't petition him verbally explicitly, like we mentioned in the previous year, she displays interest before him. She shows him from within her words, like by Leah. And again, we talked about it in the previous year. She was very, very forthright when she came out to Yaakov in the field, which again, the Hebrew definition is not, she did not say, I want to have specifically relations with you. Eli Tova means come to my tent, which is pretty, pretty clear. But again, not in a Tovas Bepeh way, which from there we learned out, like we spoke in the previous year, that you have to have very, very clear hints. And a woman really should ask a Shaila if she sees that her husband doesn't understand it or there's a lack of communication there, and she's worried about being explicit, she has to ask, because sometimes you have to spell it out for the communication to happen. And then once you understand each other fully and you have a language that you connect with each other and understand that the husband understands when she wants intimacy in a very, very clear way, then you could revert back to more subtle hints because now you have a language. But if you don't have the language, it's very hard. But anyway, she shows her interest, and Mahi Nafki B'nei Ma'al Yerashi says, and from there comes virtuous children. So you see from here clearly that a woman's display of her desire for intimacy leads to particularly holy children. And the Maral says, Gvuris Hashem Perek Mem Gimel, that even though this may seem like a breach in modesty, this interest, dressing more provocatively, talking in certain ways, Leah explicitly saying, come to my tent, it's actually a positive expression of her desire to be with her husband. It's a positive thing. The Maral says, Ki kasher ha'isha tevas aysai, when a woman petitions her husband for marital intimacy, Oza isha mistabekes babala, then she's clinging to her husband. She yesh loy malas tzura. He has the virtue of a tzura, of having a holy tzura of form. Vela isha, and to a woman, midas ha-chomer. She has the quality of chomer, which we're going to explain too. It's the raw material from which the tzura comes in. Vehine mistabek ha-chomer im ha-tzura, and the chomer clings to the tzura. Umashlemes ha-isha atzma b'tzura, and completes the woman herself to a tzura. She's the chomer. She's like the raw substance, which is extremely valuable, like we're going to explain. It's not a negative at all. And she gains from her husband the tzura. And he gains as well on the getting the chomer on that tzura, like we're going to explain. Lefikach, and therefore, havalei banim nevainim, she will have wise children, shem shokim hakol achar hatzura, that will be drawn after the tzura, or a chaykim and a chaymen, far from the pure tzura. So we're going to explain for far chaymer. So we're going to explain what chaymer and tzura means. It's a concept that Maral talks about all the time, and in Sifrei Kabbalah and other inyanim. What is chaymer? Chaymer is not negative. Chaimer is not just physicality. Chaimer comes from the word chamar or materialistic, but it's what it is it's a raw material that has no form or function yet. It has the potential to become something, but it's raw material. Tzura is a form that it's associated with chaimer that uplifts the potential into a more significant state of being. So here's an example. A piece of wood is chaimer. That's the raw material. A table, when you make from a piece of wood into a table, the table is a tzura now. It uplifts the wood. It makes the material in usable form. So we're going to talk about this, that a woman is compared to tzura, is not a negative. In a way, it's deeper than the chaimer, I mean. The fact that she's chaimer is a deeper aspect than tzura, because you can't have... The whole purpose of our creation is to have this chaimer and its great potential and to elevate it with its tzura and to give it form and meaning. There are two types of chaimer tzura relationships. Some are incidental and some are intrinsic. So for example, with the wooden table is incidental. Why? A carpenter, let's say, takes from a piece of wood and turns it into a table. That's incidental. Why? Because number one, a carpenter could change his mind, right? And he doesn't have to use that wood for the table. He could use a wood to create a chair. He could use the wood to create a storage box, whatever he creates the wood for. So the fact that it became a table is incidental. It just happened to be the carpenter decided to do that. Number two is that it still allows the chaimer to have its own definition. The wood is not secondary to the table, even when it's in the form of a table. The wood is still distinct. So that is incidental. Intrinsic chaimer tzura, which is the relationship of a marriage, is as follows. It's like a diamond. A diamond is a specific fine stone that comes from the ground and finds its tzura when it's still used for jewelry. It is possible you could cut that diamond in a way that would damage the value of the jewelry, till it becomes mamish a toy, or becomes, you know, you scratch it up and everything, it becomes very devalued. But the value of the chaimer demands that it be developed for the tzura. A diamond stone is meant to be carved into a piece of jewelry, to be actualized, to bring out its potential, and the essence of is found in the tzura itself. So that is, according to the Maral, what the relationship is. It's like a diamond stone coming from the ground. That's the chaimer. And it's meant to be fulfilled by carving it the right way, shaping it the right way, cleaning it the right way, till it hits the point of tzura. So the woman represents chaimer. Husband represents tzura. It's the intrinsic relationship. The wife, representing chaimer, desires her husband, that represents tzura, just like a diamond wants to bring out its potential as a piece of jewelry, a woman wants to bring out her potential as she unifies with her husband. And the husband cannot fulfill his tzura, or together their tzura, without healthily, in a healthy way, connecting to the chaimer, which is his wife, and bringing that tzura about. You need them both. Why is it that a woman who needs... Why is it the woman who needs to return to her husband? Why is it this way that she's the chaimer and gets pulled to the tzura? It's from the Torah. The woman is considered a chelik of the man. Etzem ma'atzamai, basar mibsari, part of him. She desires to cling to her husband. She's returning to her source. She transcends to the state of tzura. Therefore, when you do this, then the relationship leads to children who are wise and full of understanding, because these follow the traits of tzura that are far from the raw material of chaimer. So what does it mean that the woman is raw material? It doesn't mean in a negative way. She's just as much of a person than a man, and very often she's even on a higher level than the man. But basically, he's going to discuss later more that Hashem created the world with opposite forces that can join together to reveal Hashem's kavod. This is a duality in creation. Shamayim and Aretz, they seem opposites, but Hashem created the Shamayim and the Aretz. Man has the joint creation of man and woman, the center of creation. That's a microcosm of creation. Man unifies the Bria, unifies Shamayim and Aretz. Therefore, a man, meaning husband and wife as one, they both have the male-female, each representing two seemingly opposite parts of creation, Chomer, which is connected to Aretz, Tzura, which is connected to Shamayim, which need to be unified. So a woman was created with a holy and natural yearning for her husband's closeness, which represents the deeper union, your union of a chaymer to achieve its tzura, for that raw diamond stone to achieve that beautiful piece of jewelry status. Marriage finds its fullest expression when a wife yearns for her husband's intimacy, expresses through her hints, her clear hints, like we spoke in the last year, that she desires his closeness and brings them to unite in the most complete manner. And that union will produce children that did not even exist in the generation of Moshe Rabbeinu. He has a very important note here that's important to inform the wife. This is the Kabbalah teachers that need to explain it. Women need to know this themselves. There is a Kedusha in her desire for her husband's closeness. Don't assume that she just knows it on her own. We talked in lesson two that oftentimes a wife does not begin in marriage in the state where she yearns for physical intimacy. Very often that sexual part of her is dormant. It is her husband's responsibility to bring his wife to that state. And innocently, from girls getting married, will often shut down and not allow their physical, sensual, sexual part of themselves to be expressed. They will not allow themselves to desire their husbands. There's a part of them that will think it's shallow. There's a part of them that will think that it's materialistic. There's a part of them that will think that it's not natural to healthy ruchnius. And therefore, to dispel all these false notions, it needs to be taught in a healthy way that this desire, her sexuality, her sensuality, is to be embraced within herself and actualized, and to allow herself to accept her husband's overtures in sexually, to get her to that state, when he tries to make that effort, to the point where it becomes natural part of every Jewish woman, every Bas Yisrael that's married, to yearn and crave for healthy sexual intimacy, to connect with her husband as a chaymer connects to the tzura, as the raw diamond yearns to become complete. And a husband with humility needs that to fulfill a tzura, because just like we say chaymer alone, which is pure physical raw material, is not the purpose of creation, pure tzura, pure concept of holy form, is not the purpose of creation either. Hashem has plenty, plenty malachim for that. He wants a human being and human interactions and mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim and the Shechinah coming down with the union of Shemayim va'aretz, of body and soul, of chaymer and tzura, of husband and wife. And that is very, very important. The chaymer that we say distant from is when it's undeveloped, not connected with tzura. The chaymer, which a woman represents, a Jewish woman represents, that is higher in a sense than tzura, because saif ma'asa b'machshava tchila. You can't have a tzura actualized without the chaymer. Therefore, the wife, it's the key. Her desire and yearning to actualize her potential. So this is the deeper look into the woman's initiation when she desires physical intimacy and sexual intimacy. It is a healthy, healthy thing. And in a healthy marriage, this needs to happen very, very often. And they need to understand each other's hints and languages in a healthy way. And this itself brings the Shekhinah down here in this world and in the marriage, and brings tremendous bracha and healing in the homes of Klal Yisrael. Bracha v'atzlacha.